I want to start this week. It's Cyber Monday, and looking back to Friday, there was Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Any forecasts or feeling about how robust it might have been for Las Cruces?
Well, there's certainly reason to believe that there was more incentive this year to go out and participate in Small Business Saturday because, of course, the legislature signed into law, or the governor signed into law, the tax relief for qualifying small businesses for Small Business Saturday. So that certainly should help. And, of course, tomorrow we'll be Giving Tuesday, too.
And we look to new businesses opening, though, in Las Cruces. One of them in particular really trying to get a foothold in the NMSU community, and that's the new First Financial Credit Union.
That's right. You don't have to look very far. You just have to look across the street. It's where the old U.S. Bank used to be located. And it has a really cool story. They've got branches all across New Mexico. They've been wanting to get into the market, to the Las Cruces market, for a little while now. They've got branches in Silver City and Deming. And one of the things, they send out quarterly polls to their membership. And one of the things they heard over and over from the members in Silver City and Deming was, "We really wish you had a branch in Las Cruces." For whenever they travel to, you know, come to town and buy things. And so they had been trying to do that. And this opportunity came up here at the U.S. Bank on University when they closed down that branch. And everything kind of fell into place. In fact, the branch manager at the U.S. Bank, whose name is Cindy Pelich, she actually got to stay with the branch, stay at the same location, and she was hired on as the branch manager for First Financial.
That's a lucky break.
Yeah, absolutely. She thought she went from thinking she was going to have to be looking for a job to not even having to change offices.
Right. And I mentioned briefly that foothold they're looking to get with the NMSU community. In what way are they reaching out?
So students and NMSU Aggie fans, we'll start to see more of a presence of First Financial. They have this cash grab box where, you know, the money blows around and you've got 30 seconds to grab as much money as you can. There's talk of maybe getting that onto the floor at an upcoming Aggie basketball game during halftime. They already have signage up around the Aggie Memorial Stadium and the Pan Am Center. But beyond athletics, they also really want to touch students' lives in an academic way. One of their core missions is financial literacy for their membership, but also for the community at large. So they're already in talks with Lynn Community Middle School to have what they call Mad City Cash, which is kind of a budgeting game, teaches them about the importance of building credit and managing their money. But they also would like to do some financial literacy stuff with NMSU students as well, because as you and I both know, you can make it all the way through high school and much of college without learning a whole lot about how to manage your personal finances.
Typically, those lessons come the hard way.
For me, it came in the form of a credit card I got in college. That was my first professor. And it was, I did not get a good grade.
That's right. So many don't. So needed, for sure. And we'll end today with a preview for a business that is coming to Las Cruces. Not open yet, right?
They're open. They opened in October. You can see it in this morning's Las Cruces Sun News. I did a profile on Taqueria Las Catrinas. And it's really interesting because the piece ended up being a first-person piece, which I don't get to write a whole lot of. And it's sort of part business profile, part masterclass in art history, particularly Mexican art history, about Diego Rivera and the history of La Catrina, which is generally associated with Dia de los Muertos, but really the roots are much, much deeper than that. It's really rooted in political and social activism. And it turned out to be a really interesting piece.
Anything about the food?
Oh, it is delicious, and I would encourage you to try it for yourself.
All right, the Monday Business Watch with Las Cruces Sun News reporter Damian Willis. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.